Teston going to join us in part one. In part two, we're going to have a preview of the LHS musical. It's going to be great, and it'll all be right here in 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. A six-year-old North Carolina girl is among the victims in the latest instance of a shooting that happened after people ended up on someone else's property. And a 24-year-old suspect is the subject of a manhunt.
Jonathan Robertson says simply,
"It's just crazy. Just people are crazy."
He's reacting after a 24-year-old man shot and wounded a six-year-old and her parents when their basketball rolled into his yard.
"So he shot my daddy in the back."
Her 35-year-old dad is in the hospital. Robertson is a neighbor.
"We never expected anybody would break a gun out amongst all those kids. I mean, that was just insane."
Robertson says the shooting suspect often yelled at children. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Now to South Padre Island, Texas. A successful launch of SpaceX's new huge rocket in a test flight with no crew, but then trouble.
"The rocket did take off, which was a major accomplishment. It cleared the tower. And then just before 2 minutes into flight, the exhaust plume out of the base of the rocket sort of went asymmetrical. You could tell it was no longer as symmetric as it had been. And a few seconds after that, it started a slow tumble and then exploded. We think the automatic self-destruct system activated."
Our space analyst Bill Harwood says it plunged into the Gulf of Mexico. SpaceX hopes one day to use the 400-foot rocket to send people and cargo to the moon and Mars. At least two deaths reported in Oklahoma after storms packing apparent tornadoes tore up homes. Eric Foster of the Highway Patrol is working outside Oklahoma City.
"We have to go from place to place to and walk up driveways and things like that to search these areas."
President Biden convening a virtual meeting of the major world economies today on energy and climate ahead of a UN conference on global warming at the end of the year.
"We all need to show up in Dubai with 2030 targets and actions aligned with the Paris temperature goals."
Walkouts planned today at some Florida colleges and high schools to protest Republican Governor Ron DeSantis's education policies on everything from books to discussions on gender identity. Nikki Fried heads up the state's Democratic Party.
"The power always resides with the people, and is going to be this generation. This is nothing more than a state-mandated censorship and is a direct assault on academic freedom."
North Dakota's Republican governor has signed transgender health restrictions into law. Providers can't give minors gender-affirming care. Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is down 47 points. The NASDAQ is down 50 points, and the S&P is down 16. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
"This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail."
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
"We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
"Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours."
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Friends come in all shapes and sizes. Pet of the Week is brought to you by TJ's Auto and Collision Center and the Southwood County Humane Society. Whether your passenger is a St. Bernard, German Shepherd, Beagle, or a Maine Coon Cat, TJ's Auto can find you the perfect ride to fit your needs. From the moment you step onto the lot, you'll notice TJ's Auto pays great attention to detail, dedicated to enhancing every aspect of the customer experience. From your initial visit to long after you purchase the car that perfectly fit your family's needs. TJ Auto, Highway 73, Wisconsin Rapids.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following are two meetings in the listening area for Friday, April 21st. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet at 7 p.m. at Rocktown Hall in Marshfield. In Adams County, the Building Committee will meet from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. Starting tomorrow night, the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point Music Department will present its opera workshop. The live radio show starts at 7:30 p.m. in Michelson Hall in the Noel Fine Arts Center in Stevens Point. Tickets are $17 each and are available at 715-346-4100, tickets.uwsp.edu, or at the Information and Tickets Office in the Dreyfus University Center. The performance is of three American operas, Gallantry, The Telephone, and The Old Maid and the Thief. They will have a second performance on Saturday, April 22nd at 7:30 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 56 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 35. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, 50. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 42.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Made of avocados, it's not the truth.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes.
Ticked off, tee off, this is it.
Scobity boom boom, scobity dog.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Do you want weed to be legal in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. And of course, I'm asking that question on the only... I think the only unofficial marijuana holiday we have.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 420, in case you didn't have it marked on your calendar.
And I have a feeling there are some who do not.
There's definitely people who do not.
Yeah.
I feel like I would not be someone who, besides paying attention to pop culture and the inevitable amount of media that once a year gets written about what's the origin of 420 and all of the things that happen. I am not necessarily I am very much for legalizing weed in Wisconsin, but I think anyone who knows me knows that I am.
It's not your thing.
I'm more of a booze hound. Let's be honest.
Okay.
And,
all right.
But I would love to hear from you because you would be in good company if you think that we should legalize weed in Wisconsin. 844-967-2789. Do you think we should legalize it? And do you think we should, if you say yes, is it just, do you think we should just do medical marijuana or be like our friends to the south of the border in Illinois and tax it, sell it, treat it like booze, make some money off of it? Because God knows we're giving in 1 year alone, sending $36.1 million in tax revenue to Illinois.
You're welcome, Illinois.
Which really, it's like, you know, with our fun rivalry we have with that state, it really irks me that we're just giving them money. Right?
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, I'm certainly on the side of wanting it to be legal, wanting it to be fully legal. And so, but I would love to hear from the 23% who are like, no, that aren't necessarily our Republican lawmakers who, even that alone, like they make up probably a percentage just by themselves, them and the Tavern League.
Well, there you go. Yeah, I think that plays a big part in it. I do.
And it just feels, because in so many of our cities now, it's decriminalized anyways. And what is the point? What is the point of continuing to have it be legal, illegal, but decriminalized in the cities that decide to, you know, even as recently as last fall, Stevens Point, you know, not a, you know, it's a purple city.
Yeah.
They changed the possession, like the lowest possession fine to $5.
Yeah, that's not going to deter much.
Right? And so this was in the fall. This was last June. So the city council voted 8-3 to further decriminalize marijuana within its boundaries, because cities can only do so much. But they're not the first city to do this. They've joined lots of other cities who've done the same thing. But they set fines for possession at $5 plus court costs for people 18 years or older.
Okay.
And then the vote also raised the amount people can possess and still receive that $5 ticket from 5 grams to 25 grams.
Oh, that's quite an increase.
So this is Eau Claire, Green Bay, Milwaukee, Madison. And so basically within a lot of these different cities, they've changed whatever is in their bounds of decriminalizing it, both in a priority list for police of what they respond to. If you are caught with possession, what the ramifications of that are. And so, like, I just don't understand the argument beyond the hearsay of the Tavern League, who lobbies pretty aggressively towards Republicans, that represents taverns. And not necessarily, I don't think the Tavern League is represented that much in bars and restaurants in Milwaukee and Madison, but certainly when you go up north.
Outstate, yep.
And, you know, this is the same group that was also very much against banning smoking in bars. And I think, I mean, this is what I've always heard. I've never heard this as, like, an actual policy matter, but it's basically they think that if people are going to smoke weed, they're not going to go to the bars. Right? And, like, that is the major reason. It's not because we're like, oh, we're going to wait to see what the federal government does, and we don't want to put our residents in harm's way, even though we have, like, the loosest drinking laws and drinking and driving laws, and we have the worst outcomes when it comes to how much we abuse alcohol in this state. But, you know, we're protecting our citizens
right.
by basically not prioritizing when they smoke weed, sending tax revenue to other states, and being hotboxed in from all of our Midwest states around us that have basically legalized it in one way or another. So I just need someone to explain to me on this holiday, what are we doing?
844-967-2789. You can call and or text. We will get them both ways. I think you make a really good point in that, again, Iowa, you guys, Iowa.
I mean, it's wild. I have this was published yesterday, 2 days ago, in Rolling Stone. And so it's like the United States of Weed, and it's a map of the United States. And there are only 6 states that are orange on this map. And orange means no program for legal THC. And literally every other state is either legal for adult recreational use, legal for medical use only, low THC medical use, medically legal. So there's these 4 different categories. We are among 6 states that has nothing. Not medical, not recreational. And it's Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Indiana, South Carolina, and us. Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana all have more. They have medical marijuana, and we don't.
844-967-2789. Kevin from Sturgeon Bay joining us. What do you want to say, Kevin?
Yeah, I agree. It should be by now. I mean, come on, you know, everybody else around us. But I just find it fascinating that he banned cigarettes because of the health effects, but yet the marijuana smoke, and I know a lot of it is not smoke, but you still have a good amount. But yes, the Surgeon General, and, you know, I just find it fascinating how they push, like, the cigarette smoke is so harmful, and a cigarette does have a filter on, but yet marijuana smoke is fine for you. Or what is in marijuana that could be, like side effects, I guess, health problem-wise? Nothing has really ever been said about that.
So I think there's more and more studies that it's certainly not a miracle drug. Like, it's not like acai bowls where it's like you're getting a lot of antioxidants from smoking weed. Like, I think it's still a vice, right? Like, it's still you're taking risks to your health by enjoying it the same way that we do with smoking cigarettes, drinking. Drinking's awful for you, and it is the most heavily pushed, like, the amount of commercials and, like, part of our culture drinking is and not acknowledging how bad it is for us. And so I think it's more of, why are we still sending people to jail? I mean, and we're not even. So at this point, because my point is that we're surrounded by places that it is legal as an economic venture, we're just missing out.
Well, I would agree. I think our drinking would greatly diminish in this state if it were legal, because I know for a fact that a lot of people would switch the other way. Just get alcohol altogether. Yeah.
Oh, sure. Interesting. And so there is. So there's people who would switch if it was legal, but they haven't yet because it's not legal in your kind of anecdotal friend group?
Because then we'd go out and we'll go hang out in bars and stuff. And obviously, you know, we would probably that scene would probably be eliminated, you know, because obviously there is a lot of problems with alcohol that I think would go away.
Well, and you know what, Kevin?
Anyhow, nice chat with you guys.
You too.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Kevin.
You too. Thank you so much, Kevin. And to Kevin's point, certainly inhaling anything is never going to be good for you.
No.
Cigarette, any kind of smoke or anything like that is just not good for you.
But I feel like it falls apart as far as when you talk about what is and is not good for us. Sugar is awful for us. And the sugar lobby is huge in this country as far as how bad our food is for us. That is FDA approved and pushed upon us and stuff that is not legal in other countries to put into processed food. And like, that's killing people. That's adding to like, people want to throw out the obesity problem in our country all the time. And like, it's our food. It's not just people being lazy.
Right.
It is the food that we eat that is terrible for us, that is allowed to be sold to us. And so like the health things, and we're protecting our citizens by keeping this illegal, I just don't buy.
Well, but don't you think, I mean, Kevin made an excellent point in that if it is made legal recreationally, bar traffic is going to go down. And the Tavern League certainly doesn't want that to happen.
And certainly, but you know, you know that's true is because all of the major alcohol companies have divisions that are invested in cannabis. Anheuser-Busch, all of them have little like laboratories, and there's special divisions that as soon as it's made federally legal,
they're going to jump.
Oh my God, the amount of products, and you think like edibles and gummies and all of this stuff, like there's the capitalism will be at work once this is actually legal. And so I do agree, like, and I think there has been some studies. I don't know if it's a huge shift, but I think in places like Minnesota, they have seen a shift of once it becomes recreationally legal, people do drink less. But it's also like if you ultimately still want to be social, because isn't that, I mean, you can drink at home. Although they do try to curb that too by not letting us buy alcohol after 9 p.m. They're like, if you want to drink, you got to go to a bar. You can't do it at home.
Right.
If you ran out of alcohol at home and it's after 9, sorry, got to go to a tavern. All right, well,
we got some text word to get to on the other side.
Okay, so we were talking about, because it is 420, happy 420 to all those who celebrate, especially some of our colleagues who I know, I know it's a special day for them.
It starts with a D and C, but continue.
D&C. I think they are back.
They're back
both
today.
Back today,
yeah,
so it'll be
today.
Interesting to tune into them today at the Devils to see how they're celebrating. But we are talking about legalizing weed in Wisconsin. Will it happen before it's federally legal? Maybe, but more about your opinions. Should we finally legalize this? 844-967-2789. And especially if you think we shouldn't, I would love to hear from you and hear your reason. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be back in a minute.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The First Congregational Church, UCC, presents a special Earth Day program featuring Eco Evie apparel, Saturday, April 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets are $5 for adults and free for kids. Each ticket acts as a $5 off coupon toward your Eco EV purchase. Call 715-572-7242 to reserve your tickets today. The Central Wisconsin Gift of Life is hosting a scavenger hunt at the Ridges Golf Course on Saturday, April 22nd. Registration starts at 10 a.m. The scavenger hunt takes place from 11 to 3, raffles, a light dinner, and prizes at 3 p.m. Proceeds to benefit Restoring Hope Transplant House and the UW Donor Education Fund. The Elks Lodge in Wisconsin Rapids is a proud community supporter. Their motto, Elks Care, Elks Share, is evident in everything they do. From the community programs supporting families, veterans, local scouting troops, and school scholarships, to their weekly bingo nights and Friday fish fries. The Elks give back nearly $30,000 to the community each year, but they need your help. Call 715-423-1930. 715-423-1930. Elks Care and Elks Share. Become an Elk today.
Home Furniture has been Central Wisconsin's home for the best in furniture for more than 60 years and four generations. Brands you know and trust, such as Lazy Boy, Ashley, Smith Brothers, and more. Our professionally trained consultants will help you find what you are looking for at an affordable price. Let our family help you create a space that's truly yours. Home Furniture, stop in for immediate availability or create your own piece. Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Serving Central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All my friends, you're a low rider.
Do you want to legalize weed in Wisconsin? 844-967-2789. Are you among the 69% of people in Wisconsin as recently as last August when Marquette Law School polled this question? And 69% in Wisconsin is a very high margin.
Because we sure don't seem to agree on much.
But we certainly, even if you don't smoke, if it's of no benefit to you because you are not someone who is a big enjoyer of cannabis, do you see the benefit of it? And if you're not, I mean, if you're in the 20, I think it was 23% in that poll that said no, why? I would love to understand what is the reason behind it? 844-967-2789.
Texter from the 414 says, my stepdaughter works in the industry. Besides tens of thousands of jobs and hundreds of businesses, Colorado is working on its second billion in revenue. They use it for a number of things, including drug treatment and schools. Of course, our Republican legislators don't care about tax relief, right?
Maybe I'll ask CJ about this. CJ Safer, president of Institute for Reforming Government, is coming back at noon today. We're going to mostly talk about taxes since it was just tax day. And he and the organization that he represents are much more in favor of tax relief, no income tax, flat income tax. So we're going to have a conversation about that. But I think I will probably bring that up to him as like far as these other things that, at least on the Republican platform in Wisconsin, could bring tax revenue that they seem so against. And maybe he can explain why. Maybe he'll have a good reason.
I'm sure he will. 844-967-2789. You can call or text. Should we legalize recreational marijuana? Should we legalize medical marijuana? 414 says medical marijuana, make it legal ASAP. Tax, however necessary, to take back Madison. Dems need to run on this issue. And also, less bars? Probably not. Are there any less bars in Chicago because of marijuana? Any fewer casinos because of marijuana? Probably not.
Yeah, I don't know if, I think it's, even the one study I saw that now I can't quote off the top of my head, it declined, but not to an extent
astounding.
That was like, oh, bars are closing.
Right.
And there's such, because there's a shift even without weed being legal in general, and this is nationwide. Gen Z is drinking less.
And we're going to be talking to someone who has a it's a sober bar.
Yeah.
In Racine. And this, like you said, this is a growing trend.
And like sober curious, and we've talked about that in this show before. Dry January,
the yellow section at Packers games.
Yes, and so there's more and more people who are trying to curb drinking habits in general. And sometimes, and for some people, they just do better if they want something to relax. They do better with weed than with drinking, because drinking can bring out
bad things
in some people.
People can get very aggressive. Yeah. When they're fueled up. And I think about, you know, in my previous incarnation, and I would do stories with veterans and people suffering from PTSD, mm-hmm. and how much it helps in certain circumstances, and to deny these people the ability to have something that's going to make them feel better. I just don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, and it's also so silly to me, because is it Delta 8? So Delta 8 is legal.
I don't know.
So I'm not screwing this up, but there's Delta 8 and there's Delta 9. And Delta 8 comes from hemp. And if there's a loophole when they basically legalized hemp again, and so there's hemp farmers and there's hemp farmers in Wisconsin.
Sure.
And so now there's like a deregulated... or unregulated, I should say, because it was never regulated in the first place. But in that loophole, Delta 8 is now legal in Wisconsin. And like, there's plenty of places in Wisconsin where you can get like Delta 8 gummies and Delta 8 this. People in my family have bought them for Christmas presents. And like, it is perfectly legal. And I will tell you right now, it's pretty similar. It's a pretty similar effect as far as the thing that's not legal versus the thing that is legal. And it's also potentially, when you put, when you do legalize it, you can regulate it as far as like certain standards. Because right now, the Delta 8 gummies in Wisconsin, it's kind of just like someone figuring out how to make gelatin molds and like melting some Delta 8 in like strains into it. And so you'll take one, and sometimes it's a little bit stronger than the one that was right next to it in the bag. And it's not necessarily always, the product is in development.
We have Tim from Waukesha on the line at 844-967-2789. Thanks for joining us, Tim. What do you want to say?
I was just going to say that, states, surrounding states, they tax quite a bit. I was up in Michigan, and I'm looking at my receipt now, and the state excise tax was $42.41. And so that's just for making a purchase.
Can I ask you can I ask you how much the purchase by itself was?
Yes.
Okay.
I spent a subtotal was $424.
Oh, so it's like 10, like 10 or 11%.
Well, yeah, I think it might be. I don't know.
Which is a lot when you think of sales tax. That's on top of what the sales tax was, I'm guessing.
That's on top of the sales tax also.
Yeah,
the sales tax was $25.
Woo!
And so I've been down to Illinois too, and it's basically the same tax down there too. And actually I think it might have been a little bit higher, but I couldn't swear to that.
Yeah, it's a moneymaker. If you want to hold on, but we got to go to break really quickly, so I don't want to cut you off. But if you have more to say, we'd love to hear from you on the other side of the break. But we're going to go to a break right now. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Take a little trip. Take a little trip to see. Take a little trip. Take a little trip. Take a little trip with me.
The Shaw.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office is asking that people do not start conducting impromptu searches for missing 47-year-old Tara Jane Sullivan on their own. Instead, please contact the Sheriff's Office at 715-261-2100 if you have any information or have had contact with her in the last 2 weeks. Deputies say there are suspicious circumstances surrounding the Weston woman's disappearance. Have you noticed missing signs in the town of Sharon? Portage County authorities are looking for help finding the thieves who are stealing them. 5 signs were reported missing on April 10th, including a stop sign. If you have information, please call the Portage County Crime Stoppers. More libraries in Wisconsin are giving out free state park passes. The Checkout Wisconsin State Parks program will start giving out 6,300 free passes to state parks, forests, and recreational areas starting May 1st. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. High temperatures reach up to 56 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. Southeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for scattered storms, lows level off around 35. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, 50. A dusting of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 42.
$1 million to Illinois in tax revenue just by going over the border to buy weed, largely because they knew once they were back in Wisconsin, in most cities, it's in a lot of cities, I should say, most of our bigger cities.
Right.
It's decriminalized. And so we're having the conversation of what is the holdup? And so we're, Tim, are you still there?
He is. After
yes, I am.
After I only cut him off like 4 times. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you for your patience.
For calling back.
Oh, you're welcome. No worries.
So I guess what, Tim, is would this end up being a voting issue for you? Because I think that's kind of where my question goes, is we've seen the single issue voting that gets some people riled up. We saw it last fall with abortion. saw this spring in Wisconsin with abortion. But is I feel like sometimes the momentum with weed isn't there because people are just kind of doing it anyways, even though it's technically not legal here.
Absolutely would it be a voting issue. Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a daily user.
Oh, wow.
I've been clinically diagnosed with depression and a few other things, but I'm going to tell you what, it's been a lifesaver for me.
Wow.
It really has.
And you're not alone, Tim. You're not alone.
You know, the medication they give me for this kind of stuff is fine, you know, the pharmaceutical medication. And I'm not going to say it doesn't help, because it does. It helps tremendously, but it doesn't take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing it does is it makes me so doggone tired that it's almost impossible to do anything else.
The prescription medication.
Yes, the prescription medication. But now when I use marijuana, that lights my brain up in such a positive way that it takes all the tiredness away. It's just a fantastic thing. I don't know about the medical ramifications of it. I don't know. I can't speak to that.
And a lot of people don't know yet. There still isn't that much studying of
it. Exactly. Well, and it wasn't studied because it was a Schedule I drug for so long. So there wasn't a lot of research done on it. Thank you so much for calling, Tim. You should volunteer for the Illinois Marijuana Board and be their spokesperson or something.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Tim. Your story. I mean, and I think there's a lot of stories like that. Whether it's physical pain, whether it's depression, whether it's insomnia, there's a lot of different things that help. I mean, and for some people, it's just fun. That's their drug of choice versus drinking or smoking or, you know, most of us have a vice in one way or another that aren't necessarily like the healthiest thing for us. But regardless, when you're an adult and you can make choices over your life, those are choices that ideally you should be able to make. When we know, while we don't know a ton, because there is still
a lot of research
always
to do.
More research to do. I mean, how long did it take us for us to realize how bad cigarettes were for you? But and still figuring out, like, in fact, actually, no amount of alcohol, and as much as we want to say one glass is healthy, it's not.
844-967-2789. Should we legalize both recreational and medical marijuana, one or the other? Stephen from Green Bay is on the phone. Hey, Stephen, thanks. What do you want to say?
Hey, Kristen, how are you doing today?
We're doing well. How are you doing, Stephen? What do you think?
Well, it is 420, so I am flying high, as they say.
As long as you're not driving.
I am not driving. So this is what I have to say about this topic. I think it should be legalized. The fact that we're even asking the question shows how delayed we are on this specific subject in this state. Michigan has already legalized it, so has Illinois. And those two states are profiting and getting huge tax revenue from the state of people that are crossing the border and getting it. I can tell you this. I also echo the sentiment of your last caller. I have anxiety. Mm-hmm. I'm not a regular, marijuana user at all by any means, but I'm on two different medications. It takes two different medications to control my anxiety. Both of which, if it wasn't for my insurance, I'm not sure I'd even be able to afford them.
Yeah.
And I think for a lot of people, marijuana would be a much more cost effective option. Also, I, for a little while when I was younger, lived with someone who was in the business of selling that stuff. And they lined their pockets pretty deep. With, private sales of the stuff to people. If the state would legalize it, you know, a lot of, you know, they say they can't fix the roads. Well, you could fix the roads real quick if you just let people smoke some weed.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we could fix.
And the side effects to my two anti-anxiety medications, if you look them up, it's pages. Mm. The main known side effect to weed is hungry. And I know this because I've used it. And because Topper's Pizza just sent me an email to all the people that are going to be lighting it up and ordering pizza tonight. So,
Stephen, that's hilarious. Thank you so much, Stephen, for chicken and really appreciate that. And I don't know if you saw this, Kristen, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss today telling the Associated Press that Republican lawmakers are now working privately to build support for a medical cannabis program that could win bipartisan backing. But for now, the group of lawmakers who Robin Voss declined to name are working only among Assembly Republicans to build support, and he hopes to introduce the plan this fall. Robin Voss says, quote, "We are not Illinois, we are not California, we are not Colorado. We are a state that's at best purple, and purple is not legalization of recreational marijuana."
Which is not true. I am literally looking at New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, Montana, Missouri, Virginia. These are all states that are purple, if not red, that have legal marijuana. We are an outsider right now as far as not having, let alone medical, like not even, I mean, legal recreational, but especially medical marijuana.
Yeah.
And so, sure, I am happy that there is some movement on the Assembly with Robin Voss. But I said that when we said to Tim, you know, it's interesting to see how many people were motivated to vote and maybe switch parties due to the abortion issue, both in the midterm elections, but then also in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. And I just wonder if there could be that kind of mobilization on this issue when it is really popular. But like I said, is there not the same urgency around it because people are already doing it?
Well, and it's not that far away.
It's not that far away.
Depending upon where you are, you know.
And because it's not even that's not that far away to buy. It's not that far away to buy legally. And on top of that, you can still buy it illegally.
Yeah.
Right? And because of all those taxes, it's probably in certain ways cheaper to buy it illegally. But that also comes back to all the fentanyl stuff, because if you actually regulate something, you can make sure that it is the way that it is manufactured and the way that it is distributed, it is not getting infused with anything that's not supposed to be there.
Well, and as one of our texters said too, you know, Colorado has created thousands of jobs. Thousands and thousands and thousands of jobs.
And companies.
Yep.
And the thing is, I don't ever want to only frame this as an economic thing, because it's also a criminal justice thing, right? There is also thousands of people who were arrested and convicted on, you know, distribution and sale of marijuana that now, in a lot of states, you can just do now, right? And so that includes in Wisconsin of people who are locked up for charges that maybe were a little bit of an overreach.
Well, with the whole three strikes and you're out.
Yep.
And if it was even for dealing a small amount of weed, you got sent away for a long time.
And so I hope there can be some movement on this, but I wonder if there's going to be the same political pressure, despite the popularity of it and the majority of people who are like this, even if people who are not, you know, users,
right,
that are like, this is dumb. This is dumb that we're not doing this. And it's interesting because Normal, which is like the national, I forgot exactly what national, it's national organization. It's a big, like.
Normal.
Well, yeah, but what does it stand for? I should know this.
Reforming marijuana laws, probably. National Organization for Reforming Marijuana Laws?
Yes, there you go. Thank you, Jay.
Sure. Otherwise, I just made that up.
They have, you know, it's a big, it's called Smoke the Vote. Like, that's the political side of trying to get weed legal. And it's funny, I thought in the last couple minutes before we wrap up and go to our last segment, the grades for different Wisconsin officials when it comes to their stances on weed. Because, you know, the NRA grades people, but normal also grades people. Ah. So, as you might imagine, basically all of the Democrats have A's or A pluses. Tony Evers, A plus. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, A. Josh Call, A minus. Tammy Baldwin, A plus. Ron Johnson, what do you think?
I would give him a D.
He, ding, ding, ding. Senator Johnson has come out against recreational marijuana legalization, but comments that he is open to seeing data produced by states that are moving forward with recreational cannabis in order to make a further decision. Derek Van Orden.
He's got a C.
He's got a D minus.
Oh, D minus.
In 2020, Derek Van Orden participated in some Facebook banter about cannabis reform with a veteran cannabis activist. Van Orden replied, quote, "I support the legalization of medical marijuana, not recreational." He goes on to add, "That may be an unpopular position with some Republicans, but it has been proven to work for several different conditions. As a seal, we understand that if it works, it works." Since that time, it seems Derek has dodged the issue in candidate interviews and debates. So I don't know. That's, if he said that he's for medical, I'm surprised that he still has a D minus. Scott Fitzgerald.
Oh, gee, he's got an F.
He has an F. He's for mandatory minimums, jail time for possession, no medical use. He's about as against it as you can be. And joining him with F and F grade are Tom Tiffany, Mike Gallagher, Andre Jacques, Rob Hutton, who is a state Senate District 5, Devin Lemieux, majority leader for the Senate from District 9, also is jail time for possession, no medical use. Stephen Nass, F.
You know, I just
Howard Markline.
I just have to wonder if these guys have talked to any people who need medical marijuana.
Probably not. I mean, who do they talk to besides their inner circle?
True.
My buddy Dewey Strobel, F.
F.
Yep. There's a lot of Fs on here.
Well,
pretty. It's pretty partisan.
Yeah.
Chris Capanga, F. All right. Well, if you still have thoughts, we will still take your calls and your emails about should we legalize weed, why we should legalize weed. This is your time. It is 420. We would love to hear from you. And we would still love to hear from someone who thinks that we shouldn't. We promise we will be nice to you.
Absolutely.
I'm honestly very curious as to hearing the arguments of why we shouldn't do this beyond revenue for the bars will go down. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be right back.
What is a Moravian? Someone who seeks to love God through Jesus Christ and love others. Someone who tries to live out their faith every day. At the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, our mission is sharing Christ, serving others. One of the ways we are serving is to provide a place for the Wisconsin Rapids Winter's Farmers Market, a weekly celebration of crafts, treats, and amazing people brought together to share their handiwork and passions with you each Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. through April 29th. We invite you to come check it out. All are welcome.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armor jackets.
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves.
Two pairs. Check.
Last but not least, full face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Voice for News Talk Radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Man, the Bucks really showed up last night. That was a fun game to watch. Much more fun than Sunday's game.
Winning is just always better than losing.
Winning, making baskets feels good.
It does.
Who knew? we watched the game. Well, we watched the game on Sunday in California with one of our buddies who's from Wisconsin, and that was
not so much fun.
Not so fun. That was painful.
Yeah.
But it was interesting because I think Charles Barkley said it as recently as yesterday, but I think there was some other banter as far as the Bucks for now, in this series at least, can win without Giannis, unlike can the Heat win without Tyler Hero? Well, you know, Wisconsin boy.
Right.
And I think last night proved that with some adjustments, they can do just that. The second quarter was quite the spectacle of just raining threes. And speaking of raining, it just started pouring. I looked out the window and I was like, oh, now it is raining.
Yes, it is pouring in downtown Waukesha.
So last night's game was very fun. It also, I think, showed how much depth the team has, regardless of just not having Giannis, but having Pat Connaughton come off the bench, make as many threes as he did. Ingles had a great game. Like, it was a fun game of basketball to watch. And it was also fun because after Jimmy Butler tried to troll, did you see this?
No.
So Jimmy Butler on his Instagram stories posted a photo of like deer in headlights.
Oh.
After Sunday's game.
Ooh.
So it felt especially good to be like, shut up. Shut up, Jimmy.
Don't be so sassy.
And so, but my bigger question is for people out there, if they were able to actually watch the game. Because we had Mike and I were talking yesterday afternoon. I said, are we going to just watch the game at home or do you want to go out? And he's like, well, we have to make sure we can watch it. And he has the NBA package or whatever, so we could. But this is kind of goes back to the same, like the Go Pack Go bill that Tammy Baldwin has constantly been pushing and like the media markets. And I think Greg and I talked about this once with baseball of sometimes the inability for you to watch your hometown team, despite when your team is playing in your city and it feels like there's no reason you shouldn't be able to somehow get that game. And yet, unless you have this package and are paying for it, you are blocked out. And yep. So I thought we had a coverage from that last night, right?
Some Bucks fans were not happy with how things went for game two of the NBA playoffs. It's not because of how the team did. It's because they couldn't watch on their TV. The game was blacked out, which is kind of crazy because you would think Milwaukee and Wisconsin residents would be able to watch their local team, especially when they're the number one seed in the playoffs. So what happened is this. Rather than the game being on a common national network like ABC, ESPN, or TNT, it was on NBA TV and Bally Sports. Those networks blacked out the games for local viewers. Why though? Well, actually, it's a pretty common practice. Local games get blacked out because then it forces you to buy TV packages to watch the game. This happens all the time across the entire country. It's just...
And that is from James Groh's Twitter feed.
Over at TMJ4.
At TMJ4, yeah.
And it feels like one of those things where he kind of goes on to say the same thing. He's like, you can understand, obviously, why fans are angry.
Sure.
And justifiably so. And I guess he also is like, what I also get from like the business standpoint, you want to make money and stuff. But it's like, it just feels weird that for some of these games, you just have to, in order to like watch your team play year round, you need
1 to 5 subscriptions.
Which is ridiculous.
Across, you know, it's like you either have a cable subscription and then you get ESPN and TNT and then whatever, it's on the local channels. But then you also potentially need like a Bally Sports and an NBA pass to be able to watch some of the games. And it all just comes down to rights and all this stuff. But it's not, and basketball is not the only sport that does this. Like we just said, there's stuff with baseball, there's stuff with football that sometimes you just can't get your team despite it being in your state or even your city. Right. And I don't want to say we should make it illegal, but it's just like it feels wrong that that is the case.
It feels like you're being held hostage.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It just feels like it's a cheat. And I mean, are professional sports having money problems? I didn't think that was an issue. I didn't think that they were struggling.
Maybe they're just not making as much money as they want.
Oh, well, okay then.
But it is interesting. Just I would love to see some graphs of, and adjusted for inflation, of year over year, what the like NFL, MLB, NBA is worth. Because we saw when we were in LA, it's kind of our thing for some reason now to see a movie while we're on vacation, which is kind of seems silly. We saw the second Black Panther when we were on our honeymoon, and then we saw Air in LA. Have you seen it yet?
No.
You have any interest in seeing it?
No.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's about basketball.
It's not so much about basketball. It is about when Nike signed Michael Jordan in 1984.
Okay.
And that was it was a shoe deal, that an endorsement deal that like changed the industry, as far as it was the first time ever an athlete got a percentage of sales. It wasn't necessarily the size of the deal, but it was also the first time that they made the shoe about him.
Sure.
Versus being a player who just wore the shoe. And like 1984 was before I was born, but so, and I, even if I was born, I would be really young. So it's directed by Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck's in it. Matt Damon's the main star. It's a really good story. It's certainly a story about capitalism, but like, it is a good story. They do a really good job of the like, homage to 1984. Viola Davis, as always, is excellent as Michael Jordan's mom. But it was interesting because they talk about, in like, even in 1984, where basketball ranked in like the culture. And at that point, Nike was a running, they made running shoes. And that was where most of their money came. And they were behind Converse and Adidas as far as their basketball program. And it was like this scrappy thing. And that's why it was, Michael Jordan did not want to go with Nike because it wasn't cool. Adidas was cool. And all of this stuff. But even what they talk about kind of like the status of basketball almost 40 years ago. It's just so interesting because now it's so dominant.
Oh, man.
And how it's so much money. And like, not only just what the shoe deals are worth, but all the salaries and what they're worth, and like how much money is infused into all sports. So no, that's a long way to answer. I think they're doing fine.
The teams are doing fine, yeah.
The teams are doing fine, but maybe Bally Sports, haven't they gone bankrupt a couple times?
That could be.
So, all right. Well, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. But when we come back, CJ Safer is going to be here. We're going to have a riveting conversation about taxes. I know that sounds boring, but I promise it's going to be interesting. If you have questions for him or for taxes in general, 844-967-2789. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You see on the bubblegum cards, me and homeboy would go one on one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch them all, cause Curtis Blow is rapping basketball.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope, to give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.